ain't that kind of show, sister.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Muslima Reality Radio Show. Sorry.
If you are easily upset, offended, have high blood pressure, a weak stomach, and or no sense of humor, then this is not the show for you. The hosts do not claim to be scholars, sheikhs, or imams. They are simply providing a forum for the sisters. So keep your bit eyes to yourself. Salam alaikum. This is Riyad Abdul-Qayyum, a.k.a. the Black Man, representing Khaleejah Records all day, every day. You know I listen to Kalima Abdul Rashid, the Muslima Reality Show, all day, every day. Hey, hold on, let me take this phone call for a second. Yeah, hello? Assalamu alaikum. Now I'm doing a drop for Kalima, the Muslima Reality Show. Yeah, nah, it's on right now, that's what I'm telling. Yeah, keep it tuned in, keep it locked. Yeah, Sunday, 5 o'clock Eastern. Yeah, that's it. All right. Assalamu alaikum. Muslima reality. It's Muslima reality. The Muslima reality show. Keep your dial like Muslima reality show.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, upon our holy prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his noble companions and righteous families, radiallahu anhum, may Allah be pleased with them all, upon us the believers, may Allah forgive us our sins, may the perfect peace and blessings be upon the believers of Allah and upon all those who seek his aid and guidance. Amen. Thank you guys for tuning in. Have to say alhamdulillah again. Thank you all for tuning in. You are listening to Muslima Reality, powered here by CWSC, Community Wide Shura Conference, American Muslim 360. I'm your host, Kalima Abdul-Rashid. We are talking. You are welcome. Today, our topic is open. So whatever you guys would love to share in, you are welcome. Do not feel out of place. Do not feel out of topic. We are one family of humanity. Again, you are welcome to share at 425-292-4253. Again, call in 425-292-4253 with your questions, comments, concerns, ayat, ayat, hadith, love, salams. We will take the complaints. Let us pray together, stay together, whatever we have to do to keep it together. Again, you are welcome. We definitely thank you in advance. So we have to say alhamdulillah. Let us know what is your reality, should you like. Definitely, we would love to hear it. Anyway, the time here is 5:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The date is Sunday, October the 29th, 2017. It is Safar the 9th, 1439 after Hijra. May Allah have mercy on us all, definitely. The weather here in southern Pennsylvania is now 60 degrees. Later, inshallah, 45. It is raining. It is the weather of the Muslims. So we definitely love it because it is our dua weather, definitely. It's another opportunity to stay focused, aware, alert, definitely. Again, it is dua weather. We pray to Allah. We ask him. We beg him. We seek his aid. We know dua is the weapon of the believer, of the believers, and it is also that which changes the decree, inshallah. It is needed. We need it for our drinking, our cleaning. We need it for purification. Hey, we make wudu. Hey, it purify the air, slow the people down. Again, feed our vegetation. We have to say mashallah. We are all in need of it. So we definitely, again, thank you guys for tuning in and supporting. Hope you guys like the previous show with the Uncle Wu. Again, you guys can hear that next Sunday, every Sunday, inshallah, the continuous AM 360 CWSC shows. We appreciate you, and we thank you so much in advance. I'm going to take a breather break so I can pull it together, inshallah, but I appreciate you guys. Welcome. I appreciate you guys holding and supporting. So stay tuned for more Muslim Reality, CWSC, Community Watch Shura Conference, AM360, American Muslim 360. Come back and share your reality with us. Again, it's an open topic, so we would love to hear what is your questions, your comments, your concerns, whatever you have. Again, you are welcome. The call-in number, again, is 425. Jot it down, 425-292-4253. Press 1, I will let you in. We definitely thank you and welcome you in advance. You guys, hold tight. Again, this is my theme song for you guys who follow me. It is called Falling Up. Those who like it, love it. Those who don't, want the rest of you guys, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. Inshallah.
Falling up, better reach up to the sky.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying this. So thankful for this day. Gotta get on my knees and pray. To the Lord above, show me love. I soar like a dove floating off his grace. It's fresh that I'm resting, I can't complain. See the smiles up on his face. Living life like a queen. I am through with me. So fresh, so fit and free. Yeah. You know you like that. When your command be so strong, all you do is bounce back. Can't hold me down. My feet barely touch the ground.
Yeah.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Cause feel like I'm falling up and I can't get stuck. Cause I got no luck and it ain't too much for me to make the best of my destiny. Feel like I'm falling up, yup. I'm so grown up and I can't get enough. But it ain't so tough that won't nothing get the best of me. Got me feeling good,
so good.
Standing taller than they thought I would. Tell them watch this. Negativity is dismissed.
Yeah,
push it out the door. Spread your wings, take flight so that you can soar. And more, appreciate the little things. There's much beauty that life brings. Don't take it from me, yourself as a lens so you can see how it is to live when your heart is so free.
Yeah,
you know it's all love. And I say all this just because feel like I'm falling in love and I can't get stuck. Cause I have no luck and it ain't too much for me to make the best of my destiny. Feel like I'm falling up, yup. I'm so grown up and I can't get enough. But it ain't so tough that won't nothing get the best of me.
Alhamdulillah, I have to say it always, all praise due to Allah. May the peace and blessings again be upon us, the believers. May Allah forgive us our sins. Thank you guys for holding tight. You are listening to Must Be My Reality, powered here by Community Wide Shura Conference, American Muslim 360. I am your host and your sissy, Kalima. I have to say that, you guys, two fingers or one finger. Hey, that's the Shahada finger. I have to say that, you guys. So definitely opening up, Sissy Debbie might give me easy.
Assalamu alaikum, Kalima. Hey, girl.
Wa alaikum assalam. How are you?
I am good. I am very good. It's raining out there.
It is wonderful rainy weather. I don't know what's going on. You know, the Shaitan, he is so crafty. You know, he knows this is what I do every Sunday. he knows this is what I do every Sunday. And it's, I don't know if it's at 4:55 or 4:59. Here come the shake-up, mix-up. So I have to try to pull it together, put my mental together, which I normally give myself an hour window to pull it together, definitely half an hour.
Right.
But it's like 4:55. 4:49 is like, okay, let me just bottle you up. And, yeah, so I have to take a deep breath and, like, can you imagine this? But, hey, it does what it do. I'm like, you know what, I know that he's an enemy because he wants me to give up and giving up.
He really does.
Option, you know. So, inshallah, may Allah continue to bless me, hold me, suffice me, keep me. With all the negativities and all the forces against me as a believer, may Allah continue to hold. I'm making dua for myself. Hold and support me up, definitely, because if my foundation is shaken, my kids' foundation is shaken, and that's how it goes. So I'm making dua for myself.
Well,
so may Allah
Shatan is very crafty because yesterday I was thinking, oh, I don't really feel like going to the mosque and for Juma, and I was like, oh, I've been tired. I think I'll stay. And I'm thinking, what are these weird thoughts? I always go every Friday. This is weird. So I decide, well, obviously Shatan doesn't want me to go, so there must be some real good reason I'm supposed to be there more than usual. So I go there, and I feel very much at peace, and this woman walks in, and she's from Israel. And she's her first time in a mosque. And so I led her around and got her to know the place and what to do and everything. And things like don't walk in front of somebody when they're praying, that sort of thing. And it turns out she's on a tour with somebody from Palestine about Jews and Muslims together and trying to find harmony between each other. And they speak all over America, and they just stopped at my masjid. So anyways, then I realized why I was there, and I gave Richard Meach a card with my blog address on it for Life Among Muslims, a Non-Muslim Perspective, and they took my number, and I said, well, next time you come in town, please call me again, you know. So that was cool. So Shatan just didn't want that to happen. I mean, he's just terrible.
Yeah, see, very busy, you know. It can be overwhelming at times, you know, because, I mean,
oh yeah,
it's what you do, you know. But you have to continue to hold on. You know, I'm constantly out there reminding people. I have to remind myself. I have to remind my kids. You know, we it's like walking on thin ice in this dunya. You know, you can't move too far to the right. You can't move too far to the left. You have to stay in the middle, you know. So things are always constantly reminding you of what you should and should not do. Of course, should you want to be reminded. I mean, there are a lot of us can become complacent and or comfortable in our way of life and just, you know, blend in, so to speak. But when you are consciously aware of your salvation, you know, it's like walking on eggshells, so to speak. But you know that Allah are definitely with those who trust and fear Him. So, you know, I mean, there's no vacation. You know, this life is a trial, is a test, is a battleground for the believers. We know that. Did you think you would call yourself a believer and not be tested? I mean, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, it is a challenge of holding on and, you know, fighting towards your goals. So may Allah have mercy on all of us that are struggling, but yet at the same time striving, because it can be some very, very difficult times. And should you not, I mean,
yes.
We can say, you know, should we put our trust in Allah, should we have Allah, we have everything. But, you know, a lot of people do not understand that if they haven't grasped the deep concept of that. You know, you know, some of us say we have Allah, but then when the problems, when the tests and the trials, you know, come up and or arises, you know, we have a tendency to revert back to what ourself would do with the dealing with the situation, opposed to, you know, how, you know, we would be, how we have been guided to deal with it. Takes some time, you know. It takes time for most many than others. You know, it doesn't matter how long you've been a Muslim or should you've been born Muslim, you know, our obligations and our duties are the same. However, Allah give us our levels and degrees. So, you know, you may be a little higher than me or a little less than me. You know, you may know more of the Quran, or you may know the Arabic language, or you may know this tafsir, or you may, you know, how to pronounce the Arabic language properly. You may, you know, have it together in so many areas. However, you know, should we just take deep breaths and hold on to that which Allah has given us, we could, you know, kind of maneuver a little more with ease, because the critical times that we are living in, it is pulling tight. Life is not a party, you know. We have the attractions and distractions to keep us away from the reality. You know, one of the things, you know, in the news, that's where I'm going at, in the news, for you guys that we know in the news there are many women that are standing up against sexual harassment and sexual exploitation upon them, you know, the women. This is something that is a reality. And, you know, when you speak about it, you know, most men don't want to hear about it. I did mention Uncle Wu mentioned on his closing out of his show, you know, honoring the elders and, you know, promoting and or supporting our youth, because our youth are our future. However, you know, respecting the elders because, you know, they have paved the way for us. They have set the standard and or status for us, you know, depending on how they live it. But, you know, there are only two types of people in the world, the positive and the negative. So, you know, should we consistently refer to the positive, we will get positive results. But, you know, I mentioned this about the harassment, sexual harassment about women, but I find that, you know, through this week, I have been mentioning it throughout my week. And I've been finding that, you know, I've been getting a lot of rebuttal from, you know, on the media, as you post there, I brought it up there. And, you know, when I deal with the women, I find that the women are afraid to stand up and or talk about it and or they support the male on this subject. Mm. But I do find that, yeah, the men, they don't support it, you know, openly. They support it by not saying anything, you know, or they support it by, you know, because a lot of us as women, we have a tendency to support our sons, support our fathers, support our brothers, you know, and sometimes it could be supporting them in the wrong. And we do it a lot because, you know, a mother with their son or a mother with their husband or a wife with their husband or, you know, children with their parents, just the same. But, you know, again, this is something that has been ongoing for a very long time. You know, I don't see an end coming to this. I definitely see awareness, but I don't see an end coming to this because, again, if you are a godforsaken dungeon, should your soul be godforsaken, I don't find no benefit to, you know, give you enlightenment on, you know, watching your dealings when it comes to women. You know, we could go down the line about where the women have fallen in their part, but at this moment I'm talking about the vanguards, because Allah has left the men as the leaders of the community. And should the leaders fall down, the community falls down, then the homes fall down. It's just the whole domino effect. But, you know, the men are the leaders of the community, and I find that most, you know, you have men like, oh, it's not all men. We're not talking about all men, you know. I'm talking about men, you know. Again, and I say it, and I'll say it again, I'm throwing the corn. I'm not calling the chickens, the fowls, no one. I'm just throwing it out there. Should the cap fit, wear it. If it don't apply, don't buy. So if it don't apply to you, subhanAllah. If it do apply to you, subhanAllah, you know, change, you know, make an adjustment, make a positive adjustment, you know, speak out, do something, you know, if you know someone, you know, speak against it, you know, stop hating it in the heart. The least and weakest of faith with us, we know, is the hating it of the heart, which I found a lot of us has reformed to that, you know, the least of faith. You know, you're supposed to change it with your hands. If that don't work, change it with your mouth. If that don't work, the least of faith is the hating it in your heart. And I find a lot of us, we hate it in our heart based on who we are as an individual. So We have to make a change. It doesn't matter that you are a sinner. Who, show me someone who don't sin. Show me anyone who don't sin. Because I find that we go from the cliche with don't judge me, and it's based on, you know, guilt. You know, we have to enjoin the right and to forbid the wrong, no matter how awkward it may be or no matter how sinful we may be with ourselves. If no one gave Nasiha and Dawah based on who they are or where they're at in their life, how will we continue to promote and grow our community, especially as an Islamic community, because the law has told us that the Muslims are the best of mankind. So should we be the best, we have to implement, we have to live it, we have to produce it, we have to revive it, we have to be it, we have to show it. I mean, the list can go on. We cannot get comfortable and because they are doing this, look at Jane or look at John or look at Abdullah, look at Amina, you know. Still, we have to speak up. And if you genuinely, it's a, none is a true believer until he want and or love for his brother what he want and or love for himself. So you promoting sin by not speaking up, or you promoting sin by rallying up on it or hand clapping or shaking or smiling at it, you know, that's not genuine love. To me, if you genuinely love someone, you care about their soul. That's how I feel, you know, when to with myself. Should you love me, you love my soul, you love my outcome, you love my upbringing, you love, you know, my direction or way I'm going. You want for me what you want for yourself. Should you want Jenna, you would encourage that, you would promote that, you would just bring it, you know. I mean, no one has to walk around beating nobody in or force beating no one in the head or force feeding them with their religion, but, you know, you could be a kind reminder or a gentle reminder. And should you not, you could grow to be. Or you can become. Every day above earth is the opportunity to change for the better. You know, I found that mentioning this about the women, one of the things that stood out for me, a man actually said in so many words, he wish I would shut up. I know you do. Because it's easier for a woman to shut up and stay in her place and, you know, feel less than or let me not say nothing. Because, one, personally, I do not like for a man to disrespect me. I don't put my place in myself in a circle or a vibe for a man to disrespect me. However, I definitely will stand, pull on tongue and teeth. I will grab with my, yeah, everything when it comes to what is right, where I am concerned. When I am right, I will. I'm trying to tell you, when I'm wrong, I will humbly back down gracefully, you know, ask Allah to forgive me, ask you to forgive me, subhanAllah. But when I am right, I am standing on that which is right. So bring your army. That's what I'm saying. So you're not going to just shut me up when Allah tells and commands the men how to deal with women. And that's with justice. You know, of course, we live in a black and white society. That means sinners and non-sinners, you know. But the reality of it, we as believers, we should never tell a woman to shut up. Are you kidding me? Or that's the best place for her to shut up or in her home. Because, okay, the safest place may be in the home, but it is not the place for the woman. The woman can educate herself, enlighten herself, you know, be very productive in the community. And when the brother had mentioned, you know, in so many words, he tried to be gentle with it, but brother, I get it, you know. And so I had retaliated with, you know, referring it back to Ka'an and Osuna. Aisha radiallahu anha, she never caught, how would she gave off those 2,000 some odd hadith with her mouth closed? She also was in battle. She also benefited, I mean, the masses. We still saying her name, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon her, because she stood up and she spoke out and she stood for justice and she pushed and reminded of the rights of the women. We could take it back to the last khutbah, the last sermon of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. We are to be mutual supporters and helpers. I don't know why we are to be considered as subspecies. I do not know why women feel as though that it says that should Allah has given the given us anyone other to worship than Himself, He would have gave us our husbands. I pause there. However, He didn't, and there's no disrespect. He did not give us women to worship and or praise the husband. I have seen a post on Facebook, as a matter of fact, someone, I didn't take the name, I just read it, and it said that, you know, should your husband die and or divorce you, and you have been, you know, stay at home in the home housewife woman, how would you take care of yourself? And then someone, you know, it was different comments. Some said I would go to school and I would do this and I would do that. You would do this after the fact, because like what happened to man is better than care or preparation. You know, I say the Muslims are those that are prepared. You know, we are prepared with our deeds and our actions. We are prepared because Allah has given us the guidance. He's given us the know-how. He's given us the hikmah. He's given us the wisdom to navigate through this thing called life. He has given us that. We don't put our trust in the hands of man. We put our trust in Allah. So when we say we believe and worship in Allah, we have to take a stock of ourselves and really, really understand why the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, took so much time on Tawheed. I mean, he took years on Tawheed. Not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, he took years on Tawheed for a reason. Was 14, if I'm not mistaken, 13, 14, I got to go back, but it definitely wasn't a decade. It was over a decade he penetrated on Tawheed for a reason. And we have fallen, even as believers, where Tawheed is concerned, because we're giving more attention to any and everything more than we do Allah. I had to just get on my kids earlier. There's no way that I allow them to look at TV and play their little electronic devices and these little things, and when it's time for you to start getting your study on, you kind of hesitant, or when it's time to come make salat, take 5 minutes and or less to make salat, and you can't be attentive. Like, are you kidding me? Because the older you get, you're going to be more responsible for yourself. So will it be in your heart, or was it because it was forced? Because this thing is freedom. Being a believer, it's freedom. You either be one or not. There's no gun to your head, no force you to do a thing. It's freedom. If you're wavering in your heart, wrong is wrong. So if you don't feel no shame, do as much as you like. You could do whatever you want. But one thing we know that is forgiven is that the angel of death is going to meet all of us. And when that pain and praying come, because none of us are going to escape that pain when the angel of death comes out. So I don't think we can even, I can't even fathom it. I can't even think about, I don't know. No one has came back to tell us how it's going to feel. But we read it. Allah give us little inclinations, little in just details in the Quran and Sunnah of some things to keep us reminded, keep us aware, keep us alert, keep us revised, just keep us, you know, focused. And it says that when the angel of death comes for our souls, those pangs and them pangs is going to be, well, I think maybe the worst pain in this life will be giving birth or them contractions. I'm just saying, you know. But, y'all, Allah, are we ready? Are we not seeing, you know, what's going on around us, all of the attractions and distractions that's consuming us to take us far away from the remembrance of Allah? I don't care how much you may think that it's close to Islam. For example, we may be reading hadith or reading a story about the prophet or things like that. When it's time to come pray, we have to put that down and give our obligations it's right. It's obligation. Our obligation is just what it is, an obligation. We can't think, oh, because we're in a setting with a whole bunch of Muslims, we're doing the right thing. No, when it's time to mix a lot in that whole set of Muslims, we have to stop and give our undivided attention to the one who created us. So, again, back to the sexual harassment, I find that, you know, even in Islam, I find that the men do not give the women, and I'm speaking most, do not give us our due respect. I find that we are being considered disrespected on so many levels, so many levels. Of course, we have to, you know, put the fault where the fault belongs, but it's about an individual pledge, an individual entity on the day of Yom Kiyama. It's about us, what we are doing. Not that I'm a woman and I'm being so attractive that, you know, I'm, you know, inviting, you know, disrespect towards me or to me. It's about the male having that self-control and or discipline. It's about honor. It's about self-respect. It's about the self first. So we can't say the devil made us do a thing. He whispers, and they can be very strong, but you have the ability to say, I don't think so, no, and you can use some, you can use some strong feelings towards it too, should you like. Of course, we're not going to use no cussing or things like that, because that's the language of Satan too, but you can say, hell no, you're not doing it. Not, wait a minute, here I come. No, it's a try every day. Striving is trying every day. Who do you think you are? It doesn't matter what you have, what you want to have. It's not where you're at, it's where you're going to end up. So I think we definitely need to take a stock. And again, even if with our sisters, I would find that, you know, we have to walk Islam. We have to talk Islam. We have to breathe it, live it. We have to, you know, we have to stand up and earn our respect. We have to love ourselves with dignity. You know, we are special. We are beautiful. You know, the reality of women in Islam and the importance of our rights, a lot of us do not think that it's so significant because, you know, our flesh, our carnal desires take over that which is precedent, and that which is precedent is our Islam. You know, the rights given to us in Islam is, oh my goodness, it is a demand. I mean, however, they can be easily manipulated and definitely often ignored. We see this on an all-time high. You know, I had mentioned that, you know, the place for the woman is not in their home, and I put dot, dot, dot behind it, and here come the rebuttals, and here come the fight, and here come the, you know, but you fail to read out the whole message. I had dot, 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 which means continual. But again, our rights are mostly not only ignored by the brothers. You know, I'm not talking about the respectable brothers. I'm talking about the brothers who do not respect us as women, do not respect us as Muslims, do not respect us as mothers, as sisters, as daughters, do not respect us. But the respect is definitely have to be within. And in most cases, it's based on ignorance. You know, the Muslim women, you know, concerning the knowledge, we fail in our Islamic knowledge because we don't seek out the knowledge. We don't seek out our Islamic rights. Allah has given it to us. There are two major rights that Muslim women have to deal with, and we just ignore it. And the number one where relationship concern is our dowry and our marriage contracts. You know, a lot of us are being disrespected in our own marriages because we don't learn our way of life. And before that, again, the dowry and the marriage, that is a right given to us. And we diminish that when we allow the man to manipulate us because of our feelings and our emotions. It fails right there. You know, we're doing our own thing nowadays in this land. We our own mahram. We our own, what's the brother that, you know, we our own, you know, the brother to speak for us, you know, when it comes to marriage. We do it ourselves. We're just doing our own thing. Like we're going to die.
Wali.
Yeah, our Wali. We our own Wali.
Yes.
We our own Mahram. We're doing it all. And we're not having success. And then we want to go back and wish that we did it the right way. But prevent is better than cure. We can't do it all wrong and then think it's going to be right. We can't go ahead and commit the crime and then say, I'm sorry, I had a client in my chair yesterday. She tells me that. She tried to defend it, and I let her talk. And then I had to say something. She said she got arrested for shoplifting. However, she was with somebody. She was with somebody that was shoplifting. However, she did not have any other merchandise that was, you know, called up or pulled up on in her possessions. It was on the other person's possessions. However, she knew, because I'm going to come on now, we the police, nobody's here. We talking here. So did you know this was their intent? She said, yeah, but she was like, you know, she walking with her and everything. Okay, so that's enough right there. It's called, accessory to the crime? Like, you knew this person was going to go steal, and should push come to shove, she gets arrested, you're going to get arrested too. She went into the story of how she left out the store and they followed the woman. She said that woman was pregnant. So she said she felt sorry for her when they asked was she with her, and she looked at her pregnant belly, her words, and she said, yeah, I'm with her. So now you get the repercussion too. So NJ, she says that when she go to court, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. So now she's trying to get a job, and it's on her record, and she said that she had to do a program here in the city that, I'm not calling out anything, but she said she had to do a program, and, you know, she went through the program, however, and it said that program would help her clear her name, expunge her record, da-da-da. So it didn't get done. So I asked her, you know, is it still that way? She said, yes. They said something about after 7 years, da-da, and she going in about, you know, I did this program and I did that, and they said they was going to do this, and they said they was going to take it off my record, and they said this, and they said this. So mind you, I'm letting her just go ahead with her head shaking and head bobbing, and then I had to tell her, okay, well, what part did you play? Because let's take it back to prevent is better than cure, because you already know that stealing is a crime, especially when you go into a public place and steal from a store. You don't expect to get some type of repercussion from it. So now you getting all of these pangs and pangs about how come it's not being expunged from your record when you shouldn't have never put yourself in that position to be in this position.
Mm.
And, of course, you know, the answer was, I know, but, because that's what we do. I know, but I know, but, guess what, it's not going to change it. Hey, you have to think before you do. That's all of us. We have to think before we do. Mind what we do and don't say, because we can't take it back. We can say, I'm sorry, all day long. It's not going to change the situation. I tell people all the time, I got a scar on my face. I can look it in the mirror. I can say I can forgive it, but how can I forget it? I mean, I can say I can forgive it, but how can I forget it? I mean, we have to, you know, there's called consequences, you know, for some of our choices. So we have to be mindful in what we say and mindful in what we do. The beautiful thing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we always can go to him and ask for forgiveness, and Allah will forgive us for those sins should we not return to them again. But we are definitely failing. So, again, those are two major rights that I see that we fail as women in this land, where our dowry and our marriage contract is concerned. And then now we get into these relationships, and there's a whole bunch of things that has been reduced because we reduced ourselves in the beginning. You know, it's a part of protection. It's a part of security for the women that Allah has given to us. You know, again, too many women have neglected this, and I see it, and I say it for myself. I've been married 3 times, and I neglected myself in that, you know. But, again, you learn, you educate yourself, and you try not and pray prayerfully that it won't happen again. But we fail in our lessons because we don't learn as much. You know, the men know all about us. They know a lot more about the women than we know about us in Islam. But, you know, we definitely have to know our rights as a woman, and we have to stand up for it. You know, we can't reduce ourselves when it comes to the importance of it, you know, because it's important, you know. So, and if you are true and if you are faithful, you know it. You feel it, inshallah. Now, I'm trying to look for this PSA that I got. Winnie, I'm not seeing it on the board. Like, oh, my goodness. I'm trying to pull up a PSA because, you know, it's what we have to do. AM360, CWSC, pay the bills, so we have to play the PSAs. I'm rolling and scrolling, and I can't find the PSA that I was directed to play. However, you guys, I want you to hold tight for more Muslim Reality, CWSC, Community-Wide Shura Conference, American Muslim 360. We have to do it, okay? So hold tight. As-salamu alaykum.
You are listening to American Muslim 360 live on Blog Talk Radio, a division of CWIC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, Incorporated. Visit us online, www.cwsc.us or www.blogtalkradio.com/American Muslim 360. What is American Muslim 360, you ask? American Muslim 360.
Talk Unchained.
What exactly is Talk Unchained?
going to be a mix, business and economics, politics, education, a little bit of international affairs, talk, unchanged. What I try to do is I try to be very informative and a little bit provocative at the same time.
Talk Unchained with Marlon Aldridge.
It's going to be something that's going to blow your mind, man, because I like to dig real deep, that research piece, and then just shock and awe, man. That's my style, the shock and awe. Talk Unchained.
Talk Unchained with Marlon Aldridge every Monday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, live only on American Muslim 360 Blog Talk Radio, the number one Islamic radio station in America.
Alhamdulillah, thank you guys for holding. You are listening to Muslim on Reality, powered here by American Muslim 360 Community-wide Shura Conference. I am your host, Kaleem Abdul-Rashid. We are talking, what's your reality? Let us know. Call in 425-292-4253. Push 1. We welcome you. Definitely, we thank you in advance. We have to say alhamdulillah. Let us know. Again, I was talking and going on about, you know, the women being disrespected, mistreated, and not protected by the men. Again, I have to say it, and I will always say it. The men are our vanguard. The law has given them the trust to the men. You know, I think our leadership is falling and failing in our Islamic communities, in our homes, in our just our local communities, our ummah in a whole. I mean, you can't sweep it under the rug. You can't hide it. You can't act like it don't exist. You can't. It's a reality. You know, I mean, it's something that we're dealing with. It's something that we're living with. We can't adjust the truth. You know, we can adjust ourselves, but we cannot adjust the truth. So, inshallah, may we continue to promote ourselves and educate ourselves, ladies, and, you know, just be better than what we want, because we want better, but we have to find that better within ourselves. You know, a lot of us, I hear women say they are lonely. Like, should you be that lonely? You definitely need to do some soul searching. There's no way you should be lonely without being, you know, confident in who you are or where I'm at. And I'm or where you at. I just say that about myself, because when you think about some women and you think about being lonely, I just constantly refer back to the wives of the Prophet. Like, they was never to marry again after the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon them. I'm sure, you know, they wanted companionship or however, whatever. Not, I'm just saying, but they were never to marry again. And Allah does things for his reasons. And I say that not to be lonely or not to be without. I'm just saying be selective. Be very selective when you call and invite people into your space, especially when it comes to the opposite sex. Because, again, I am in this world where men live off of women 5 years at a time. Like, they live off that woman for 5 years, and they live off the next woman for 5 years. They live off the next woman for 5 years. They've gotten through their entire life living off of women. And who left holding the bag with a broken heart? The women. They left with the children. They left with the broken heart. They left with being demeaned and degraded and just belittled and disrespected. Their self-worth, they, you know, a lot of their hiccups and pranks come from a man in most cases. You know, and the men's going to have the audacity to blame women for a lot of things when they have been a lot of the repercussion or the reaction of a woman comes from the action of a man. We fail to just call it what it is. It is what it is. You want to call her a whore. You want to call her a trick. You want to call her all type of degrading names, but yet you exploited her physicalness just like that because of your carnality or the desire of it, you know? And then you have mothers, and I find men, they don't want you to disrespect that woman, but yet they disrespect women. You don't want them to disrespect your sister, but you disrespect their sister. You don't want them to disrespect their mother, but you disrespect your mother. Like, really, seriously, like, do we not think we're going to stand in front of Allah and be questioned on what did we do with our house, what did we do with our wealth, what did we do with our time, our youth, our money, what did we do with those up under our feet? Like, this is so, I mean, we really have to take a deep breath and pull it back to ourselves. This says save yourself, save your family from the hellfire, which fuel is men and stone. We need to stop reaching so far with all of the things around us in front of us. We have so many things to clean up, so many things to fix up, patch up, you know, rebuild. Just, you know, self-inventory, taking a stock of ourselves before we take the light off of us and say, well, he did this and she did that. Because anything that I'm doing here right now is being a reminder, which is for myself, and I find a lot of us don't want to accept a reminder, which I will say maybe you have to check your belief. Maybe you really don't believe. So we definitely have to do this. We have to, ladies, we have to empower ourselves. So my next thing with that empowerment of women and ourselves, we have to build more unity. I had asked a brother if he would come on the show, and I'm sure you guys may be familiar with him. But I asked him to come on the show to be a guest because we constantly reboot and revive and rejuvenate topics and subjects that we didn't hear over and over and over again. And the only thing we're doing is just using our ears. We're using our ears, but is it really implementing on our limbs? There's no way we as Muslims should be woe is me, and you don't understand, and I can't get it right, and I'm downtrodden, and I ain't got enough money to pay my bills to this, that, and I'm doing that, and I'm just down in this dark depression. Really, are you kidding me? Because when you take a real deep stock of it, how does it benefit the soul? Because patience and perseverance is with struggles. That's what perseverance means. You persevering through the dark days and the light days, through the struggles, through the hard times. That's what perseverance means. And should any of us have smartphones and on these social medias and things like that, we ain't got it that bad. We don't have it that bad. Should you have that time to be on these mediums like that and complaining and worrying and stressed out, you don't have it that bad. We need to take a stock about what's going on around the world, what's going on around with other people, because guess what? There's always going to be people below us. So if you think you got it bad, it could get worse. Even death. You could die, but still die a disbeliever. That's real bad. And it's going to be always those above us. Always. And we look to those that are above us as having more than us when it could very well be a test. To bring about benefit to the soul or to bring about ruin. We have to be very mindful of how we decipher and understand and comprehend things. We lack understanding, all of us, on some level and on some degree. I don't care how much you know. None of us have arrived because we wouldn't need a law. We all begging and helping, even in our secrecy, we begging the Lord to help change and fix something that no one knows. I could stand here every Sunday live at 5 Eastern Standard Time. Hey, assalamu alaikum. Nobody knows what I'm crying the secret with my Lord about. But my personal thing is, why put it on you? Because you can't really help me. You can make dua for me, but now our duas are coming up short. But Allah scans the heart. That's the beautiful thing. Allah scans the heart. He knows. Yes. There are a lot of wolves and Kimars and Kufis. You know, there are a lot of sheep and Kimars and Kufis. However, our family is a part of humanity. It's no shock and awe in this thing. It's what it is. We see this stuff unraveling in front of our eyes. It's just unfolding. We can see it. If you have a connect, you can see it. We are heading for the end of the year already, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, I'm telling you every month, I'm worried about what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it when it comes to certain situations. I'm like, well, wait, that's done. I look out my rearview mirror, that's done. It's done. It's about progression, and the true progression is where the soul is concerned. How many of us complain so much, we look out our rearview mirror and like, wow, like, upon Allah, only Allah has brought me to where I'm at now when it was so heavy then. And yet, he brings us, and we're still complaining. We're still complaining, and he still got us. He said, I am to my friends and family who they believe we are. So if you believe, you will achieve. We view that as cliche. No, if you believe, you will achieve. Even if it comes from just having that ease in the heart. The ease and understanding. You guys, push one on that phone and shut me up. 425-292-4253. What's your reality? You know, what's your reality?
Oh.
I'm finding that's again with that unity thing. We need to pull it together. It is no way we we sound good. We sound good. We got all these beautiful messages. We talking good. Oh, yeah, we this and we that. We ain't really this. We ain't really that. If you got the ones that struggle, hardly, we like the ducks on the water. It looks smooth, but them feet are flapping. We got to do better. The unity amongst us have to do better. We have to do better. And stop hating ourselves so much. That's
well,
where it
stop
comes
thinking
from,
we're
the self-hate.
And stop thinking, you know, hating ourselves and making things our fault. You know, if I may share something, there was this television show called Liar, which is all about a man that drugs women and rapes them, and that happened to me. And at the time, I felt like Allah wanted me to see that show, because when I saw the show, it made me realize, hey, this was not my fault. What happened? I always sort of blamed myself, Kalima. I always thought, you know, if I hadn't been in that house, if I hadn't met the guy. But what happened to me was not my fault, and there's just a lot of predators out there. And I think men need to start treating women better, but we need to ask to be treated better. We need to expect it. And I think that's part of the problem, is that women put up with so much that they don't have to put up with.
And some of the things, women, you know, you get what you aim and inspire for, because, you know, a lot of women, you know, in this secular society, a lot of women that are coming out now, these are women that crave the world. So they sold their soul for, you know, injustice, you know, gain the world and lose your soul. You wanted a you wanted to be in a certain position or certain status in life, so you sold yourself, and now you want to speak out about it. I'm not saying it's right. However, you get what you aim for. You get what you put out is what you get in. You know, I even find some of the Muslim women, they adjust their Islamic clothing, their Islamic attire to make it more attractive, you know, more form-fitted, when we know form-fitted is not a part of the Islamic attire.
We
know that form-fitted is not a part of it. Form-fitted is not a part of the Islamic attire, you know. I even had, you know, women that are heavy. I heard a heavy-set woman tells me that, you know, when she wear the overgarment, it makes her look even heavier. Okay, so we'll do something about it then. You know, it's just a whole list of things. I mean, we would not be able to stand in front of Allah on a day of judgment and think we slicker than him or craftier, more, you know, we can't con our creator. You know, we can't, you know, you could tell me whatever you want to tell me, and I may not say nothing because I don't feel like going down that road with you. But Allah scans the heart. He knows what. Some of us women intentionally want to be molested by men. You know, it's the sickness in their soul. It's the part of time, you know, taking control. They want to be demeaned or belittled, or, you know, they want it. This is how they, you know, of course, you know.
Well, they don't think much of themselves, Kalima. You know, when someone doesn't think much of themselves, things like that can happen.
Completely. And again, with the self.
I mean, it's just, you know, we got to start realizing that, you know, we as sisters are very important in the eye of Allah, and we stop taking less, you know, stop expecting less. Start expecting better and start treating yourself better, and stop putting up with the bad stuff. Because I think, you know, I know I put up with a lot of bad things for men because I just, you know, thought I wasn't worth anything. And that's not true. So, you know, we have to start thinking of ourselves and being more confident in ourselves and more respectful of ourselves and not tolerate the bad things that happen to us. Not allow these things to happen to us. Not allow ourselves to be treated badly.
Yeah, but predominantly, I have to say this, predominantly it is the men who do not want to empower us as women. And the more ignorant we are, or the more ignorant we become, or the more ignorant we stay, you know, as Muslim women or women in a whole, in regards to our rights and understanding as women, the more power men have over us. And that is how it is. You know, as long as we do a disservice or injustice to our own self, it's not going to be a come up by a man unless they are a beautiful, righteous, God-fearing man that will come with some dignity and self-respect and morals to uplift you, to just, you know, love you for who you are, not trying to change you or shut you up or put you in one third of a corner in a masjid. And I say that to say, because even our places in the masjid is, you know, to me, the main. I'm just saying it. I mean, of course, you know, the place for the woman is in her home safely, should it be, since, you know, men want to say that. However, it is not the only place. The women could be in society. They could educate themselves. They could promote, bring growth, develop, just a whole bunch of goodness in society. Again, I find that, you know, even in the masjid with those very small spaces, with in the musalla, the women, you know, they carry the bags. They carry the luggage, the bags. They carry all the stuff for their husbands, their children. They carry all of these luggage and bags, and we have to squeeze all of it up in this little teeny small confined space. I know even the musalla that we are in, we're praying that our head, the bathroom door can touch you on your forehead if you down in prostration. I mean, and this to me is like a multi-purpose room, but yet, I mean, it's like the musalla is so huge. Like, why do we have to be reduced to this? You know, it has gotten so bad that you have Muslims in California, you know, women doing their own thing because of okay, I don't know what happened. Sissy Debbie, are you still there?
I'm still here, sweetheart. I don't know what that was.
Okay.
Either.
Okay, something must
That's
have
strange.
Happened to my computer. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened. It seemed like
I'm still here. You're still here. We're
okay,
still
my
here.
Okay, so, subhanAllah, my phone is connected. I don't know what happened to my desktop. It just seemed like it went completely down. But again,
well,
Dr.
you're
Pratt,
still on.
You're
still on,
you know,
girl. Keep going.
Don't want it to be delivered, but, you know, we have to do better than that, because guess what? Men are going to stand in front of a law and be questioned about how do they treat the women and how do they treat the children. Even men, and I'm speaking about Muslim men, they have families out here that they do not take care of their children. They move on and create another other families and another, you know, a set of kids, and they, you know, do not take care of their responsibility. And, you know, men have this bro code that, you know, women don't have a voice. So when they speak up and about, it's best for them to shut up and be quiet, and or they are the problem of why that their children are not being taken care of, not, you know, being responsible. I mean, again, I say that we know that we need financial aid to take care of ourselves. We need love. We need support. We need family. We need this family unit to bring together. It doesn't matter that, you know, the parents may not get along. However, the kids are your responsibility. And I find personally, if you know how to get in contact with the mother of the children, or you know where they live at, you could send things through the mail, because the mailman run every day, you know. And if, you know, people say, oh, well, they block my phone and they do this, that, and the other. Well, everybody in the United States phone is not blocked, or the neighbor next door, or your mother. You know, it's not an excuse not to take care of your kids, because brothers, you're going to be called to count on those up under your keep. Your kids are your responsibilities. However, you know, we in a society that the women, we just jump on a horse, we just hold to our nurturing, we just take care of our kids, this is what we do. But there's a lot of struggling women up out here, a lot of struggling mothers, children that brothers ignore because of the relationship they may have with the mother and or sisters and or women, but the children are still yours. So, brothers, you need to hold up to your end of the bargain, because the women are holding up to theirs in most cases. Very few cases that the women do not take responsibility where the kids is concerned. So you could, you know, say what you want to say and make it seem the way it want to seem and feel the way you want to feel. The kids are your responsibilities, brothers. Do what you need to do. So, yeah, my thing to say, it's restoring. I don't know what is going on, but it just completely did a whole drop on me. So I can't play any commercials. I can't do anything. So
yeah, but we can hear you, Kalima. We can hear you.
Law,
keep talking, girl. People are listening. Forget about the commercials. Forget about the PSAs. Just keep talking, Kalima.
You
go, girl.
Just know that, again, should you hear any Bloom Splendors, misquotes, ebonics, mess up the literacies, the services. Again, this is a live show.
All right.
Yay.
Okay.
Yay. So, let us, as women, raise our ranks, raise our status. You know, Allah has given us the victory. We have to love ourselves more. I've been doing this show now for 7 years, and no one really, you know, say, you know, subhanAllah, you know, not seeking your praises because I do it for the sake of Allah. I'm only saying the unity that we could bring or build forth on this avenue or this genre, unless personally you do not like Kalima. That is the only reason that I see that you do not be a support team to empower, to bring unity, to develop and envelop one another, causes, and, you know, just come together on that common core, the Jenna, the road to the Jenna. You know, we could be a force to be reckoned with if we build ourselves together, but we refuse because, again, I've been here for 7 years, and I could get a very small percentage, maybe 5% or 2%, I'm just saying, you know, and I post and I remind and I talk and I get the same reaction, like, who do you think you are? You know, that's the reaction I get, you know, completely.
You're kidding.
But I do this for the sake of Allah, you know, but it's an opportunity for us as women. It's an opportunity for us as Muslims. It's an opportunity for us to build, to bond, my thing is, what are we praying to Allah for? That's what I want to know. I'm baffled about what are we praying for.
I think that, you know, confident women, like you and I are both confident women, and there are people that always will mistake that for arrogance when it's not, when it's just you believe in yourself and you demand respect. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, personally, that is one of the things, because I do get that. I get that I'm arrogant, but please,
but you're
not even a teeny tad.
Kalima, you are not arrogant. You are just self-confident. But for someone that doesn't understand that, they'll mistake it for arrogance. And, well, shame on them. You know, are you still there, Kalima?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. You're still
there.
So I'm just saying that, you know, when you're bold, it could just, other people can't handle it. You know, and actually a lot of it is just wishing they were more that way. You know, it's just jealousy.
And I get it, but my thing is I can't get it because we are Muslim. I get it.
I know.
However, you say you are a believer. You say you believe. You say you are a Muslim. You are a Muslimah.
Mm-hmm.
I even get some men disrespecting me because I'm like, are you kidding?
Ooh.
Like, are we not on the same? Do we not have the same goal? Or maybe not.
Are we not praying to the same God?
You know, but I get it because here you go. You have to keep on referring it back to your lessons. You know, that's how you get through. You keep on referring it back to some incident that happened in history. You know, to take it all the way back. I mean, that's what I do. I refer it back to something that happened before me, and I do like, wow, you know. And they, for example, Aisha radiallahu anha, we calling her name. Khadija radiallahu anha, we calling her name. Prophet Muhammad radiallahu anha, we call peace and blessings be upon him. We calling his name. We calling these people that paved the way their names, and they have been through so much. I mean, stuff that we can't even relate to. I mean, stuff that we read now in Quran and or Hadith, you know, was corrected at the time that it was happening, so it doesn't mean it wasn't a message to us now, it was a message at that time. And I'm like, wow, because this is a reality. So with that, we can refer back to all of us are mentioned in the Quran. That's what I'm getting into.
Yes.
All of humanity is in the Quran. Every personality you want to, you could even design one. It is in the Quran. So when you know this, you know how to adjust yourself more. So I say this, but it's not a complaint. I say this. Let me see if my thing is coming back up. I say this, but it's not a complaint. It's a reality. You know, so I get it. Like I said, or taught, if I wanted all of humanity to love me, I might just lose my focus. So I'm okay, you know. Do you want the praises from the people, or do you want the praises from Allah? You know, who
from
are
Allah.
We worshiping? You know, a lot of us, we want to be famous. But as believers, we're really infamous. So I'm infamous, and I get it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it says that this religion will be strength.
Yes. I was about to say, do we want to please others, or do we want to please Allah, which is more important?
And with that, we have to accept whatever happened. You know what I'm saying? But we should we trust the law? We have to be prepared to know that whatever Allah put on our plate, it is on our plate. We know all good comes from Allah. All bad comes from our own hands and our own choices.
Mm.
And everything other than that is a trial and or test. So it gets heavy sometimes, you know. But I just can imagine for those students of knowledge, those sheikhs, those imams, those scholars, the prophets, the messengers, all of those that had so much. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? I just can't even imagine, you know, having that much knowledge and not biting your fingernails down to your knuckles because of how fearful you is of the knowledge that you have and having to implement it or have to know it. Because once you know, you can't go back to not knowing. Of course, through forgetfulness, but it's just so like, subhanAllah, my grab is in, my computer is still, I don't know, it just completely just sat down and automatically doing a whole reboot upgrade. Like,
well,
that's
okay.
So
it's okay.
So
everything happens by permission of Allah.
May Allah have mercy on all of us. And I'm saying it to myself because, you know, we are going to be called to count.
Yeah, I would say I think a reason certain men may disrespect you, Kaleem, is because they want their women to be subservient and not to be, you know, who they're supposed to be. And that's probably why they disrespect you. And they don't want their women to be as bold as you are, you know, because then they can't control them. So it's a sad state of affairs. I mean, that's the trouble. You say they're believers, but they bring with them all the baggage that they have, and that does affect how they deal with things. And that's heavy, you know.
Wow. That right there is the number one. They bring Jahaliyah with them. They bring, you say you believe in Allah and, you know, the oneness of Allah and all of that, which you have taken your oath and your pledge on, but you still come in with these big bulges in your pocket. And all of your pockets, you're even holding some in the roof of your mouth. So you don't really let go. Like you say, there are some men, they want women to be beneath them, but why can't we be side by side? Like, we are mutual supporters and helpers. You know, we are to help one another. I'm not trying to, you know, overstep my bounds when it comes you know, the honor, dignity, and respect where the man is concerned, because the law has told us and given us, you know, that honest where the man is concerned. I'm just saying, you know, I think it comes from, like you said again, the
reality,
the self-respect and dignity that one has for themselves. You know, it definitely, you know, it's the heart. And we've been told that if one part of their heart is defiled, if, you know, the whole heart is defiled. So even as a Umar, if one part of the body hurts, all of us are supposed to feel the hurt. But we don't do that. We just cut that piece off. Just see it. Cut that thing off. Yeah. No, we just cut it off. But the condition that we are in as a whole and as a body is the condition that we put ourselves in. So we can't blame Allah for why. Allah has given us free will. He has given us so much. I mean, the more he gives us, the more we want. The more he solves our problems, the more we say, oh, he solved that problem, but we got another problem. We want that solved too. Well, take your time. Slow up. You can't drink in one gulp. You know, take your time. Take it easy. Be easy, inshallah. But until we refer back to or reviving the sunnah,
well, sometimes
inshallah.
Some people can only feel good if they put other people down. And it's I was discussing that with someone right before your show came on about how people said they need other people to be down so they can feel good about themselves. And that is a sad thing because that does not free you to really relate to that person the way Allah wants you to relate to that person.
But who will we be? What will we be able to stand on the day of judgment? Our whole existence of being a believer is not wanting to go to hell. Our whole holding on, or that grip, or holding on to the rope of Allah, the rope of Allah is the Quran and Sunnah. Holding on to the rope of Allah with our molar teeth, that whole bit of that. I done pulled this up. Let me see if I can open up this mic. I don't see where I'm at. My thing came up. So I'm going to open up and see if it'll work because I'm working it now. Let me see if this worked for me. 636, what's your reality?
Alhamdulillah. This is Kareem Hamid calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
No, assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Mr. Kalima and Sister Debbie. Praise be to Allah and to the AM360 audience. Praise be to Allah. Yes. You know, this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And also it is the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as we know now that breast cancer does not just affect the female. The male has been, some men have been diagnosed with breast cancer. Saturday night, Brother Abdul Hakim had an open mic night, and it was based upon whatever you wanted to express, but he did mention a topic, and he's very passionate about it. It is the violence against women, violence against them, particularly women. He is working with a sister named Dewan. She has a homeless shelter, and he expresses the how Muslim women come there. They've been beat up, and their children or in tow. You know, we had an open mic night now for 2 hours, and we was expounding upon the eradication of violence against women. And in the whole 2 hours, let's just think about this. The majority of respondents, the majority of people that joined in that conversation were women. Only one male spoke in that subject matter. Now, that's saying something.
Completely.
See, that's saying something. That we bring pockets. You're correct. We bring pockets full of rocks, full of baggage. And although we take the Shahada tank, and we are good at expounding surahs and ayat, but it really hurt my heart when the men didn't join in that conversation. Wonder why. You know, it makes you wonder why. Only one male responded, Mubashir Akhtar, and I was grateful. You know, it doesn't take courage, you know, to tell the truth. You just tell the truth. So we do have this problem, and we are not going to stop addressing it. It is nowhere in Al-Islam is it permitted that a man beat his wife. And not only that concern, we have mothers, we have sisters, we have neighbors, and this is global. This is global. It's Asia, Australia, South Africa, Iceland, anywhere. This is a global scourge. The violence of women. So, so we must we must state full throated opposition on that, not be closed mouthed on that. Complacency, you complicit. That's
I definitely
silence.
Appreciate. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I'll stop right there. We don't have too much time. Thank you.
Oh no, that was great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I thank you so much. Definitely appreciate it because a lot of men will not speak up and or stand firm on this subject when they know it is fact. You know, I think a lot of the reasons is because of the guilt of the heart. You know, it is just who they are and where they are. I don't know if it's a bro code or what, but it's just. Barbershop talk. I just say that because I'm a beautician. But it's a lot of men that will not stand on this subject when it comes to women. So I appreciate your call. I definitely appreciate coming from a male perspective.
Oh, definitely.
And yes, and a male point of view.
Comes a lot.
Because you know, there are some men that genuinely love the benefit of a woman. You know, we have so much benefit to give. Of course, we have our angst and pains, like you guys too. But alhamdulillah, like a large percentage on a large scale, we have a disconnect as women where men is concerned. You know, again, a lot of our causes and our defects come from the position of men and where they placed us at. It is what it is. So I definitely appreciate the brother calling in. You guys, we still have a few minutes. If you want to speak out and speak on this topic or any other topic, you are welcome. 425-292-4253 is the calling number. My board is back up. I will push one and let you on.
Yay, the board's
appreciate
back up.
You guys for that. So, yes, I want to get this out while you waiting to push one, you guys. You guys, should you like to be a benefit not only here in the community, but speaking about here, AM360 CWSC to explore leadership, community service, and any other volunteer opportunities, you are completely welcome, you guys, to please contact, should you like, email at info@cwsc.us, or you can call 910-317-0297. Also, you can follow CWSC, American Muslim 360, on the socials, that's LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. And should you like to be a beneficial guest here on Muslim My Reality, you can contact me at MuslimMyReality@iCloud.com or KalimaRashid@gmail.com. You can also follow me on the socials. You could just, you guys can Google me. Definitely want to give a shout out to Brother Thomas Abdul-Salam. And just, you know, hands up for all of our loved ones that went on before us. But AM360 CWSC, he's the founder of this avenue, this wave of communication. So, you know, what Sada Gajaria may live after, speak for us, benefit us, you know, after us, inshallah. This has been a benefit and a blessing. So we continue to ask you guys to support and or help keep AM360 CWSC thriving, growing, because we're going to do what we do. Allah already knows. The pen is lifted, the pages are dry. We ask you to support. But Allah already knows our tomorrow. But we have to say thank you for all that you give, do, support, and all the avenues of CWSC, American Muslim 360. So I wanted to give that shout out. And I'm going to go to a short PSA, you guys, because we're down to a few minutes. My board just came up. I mean, it completely went down and came back up. But hold tight, more almost to my reality. CWSC, Community-Wide Shoreway Conference, we thank you so much for holding and supporting. Assalamu alaikum.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
Assalamu alaikum. Are you or anyone you may know big into sports? Having a unique ability to deliver opinionated yet knowledgeable sports takes? Or maybe you're a travel aficionado in love with and passionate about all things travel, from cuisine to hotel tips, modes of travel, one with the air, the land, and the sea. Even the best way to save a buck or two. Or do you have an interest in fashion? A keen eye for the movers and shakers within the realm of Islamic fashion? Perhaps a history buff? Maybe you're an expert in law, all things related to the Ummah and entertainment. Or a student proficient in the arts, an environmentalist? You are a renowned activist or a writer with love for teaching and the deliverance of ideas via the pen, the keyboard, or if you're old school, the typewriter. If you share any of these unique talents or know someone who does and are interested in hosting your own radio show, then you've found the right place. Log on to www.cwsc.us or www.blogtalkradio.com/AmericanMuslim360 for more information. We hope to hear from you soon, and inshallah, the world will begin to benefit from your unique talents and points of view. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
You guys, I have to say alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, may Allah reward, suffice, keep us, you know, no matter what we're going through. Hey, we all have the same issues, the same problems, none greater, maybe some greater and or not, but we all as humanity have the same problems, finance, health, children, jobs. We have the same problems. You know, it's not the problem, it's how we do it, deal with the problems. You know, rewards, though, are based on what we intend. So may we be patient and who we are and where we are at and what Allah has placed on our plate. I always say, you know, when people say, oh, you know, Allah placed that on your plate. So take your knife and fork, okay, get some salt and pepper should you like. Hey, eat it up. You know, if Allah put it there, he knows what you could endure. You know, Allah knows that we will make error. We are forgetfulness. You know, that's who we are. You know, we make mistakes constantly and always. But again, we're not trying to make intentional error because Allah definitely scans the heart. And Allah do not hold our error against us. You know, he knows that that we striving and we trying and we begging. So inshallah, may we just hold tight and keep. My kid's calling me, so I had to, you know, put it on pause.
Oh, I thought you'd been off for a minute.
Yeah, 5 minutes. But Allah, you know, talk to Allah in whatever language you speak and or hold. You know, no, you may not have the best Arabic tajweed. You know, speak in the language of the tongue that Allah has given you. Allah have it, except just a lot. That's the only thing we're going to struggle with our Arabic on, because there's no English, Urdu, Swahili, whatever tongue you speak, you know, the tongue in our Salat is English, but Allah hears us. He knows us. He knows our heart. We are not here for a long time. I say this all the time, and I don't think many comprehend. If we put out, I hate using the word if, should we put out age, put money on our age, since we're always crying about money. If you put your money to your age, how much money do you have? And if you... anything under 100, you're still broke. So I just say that to say we're not here for a long time. We're only here for a minute. You know, it says that on that day we're going to realize that we didn't tarry long. It was only a short while. We're passing through. Hold on. Those that are law love, he opened their breast to Al-Islam. And should you be a believer, Allah love you. He favored you. He opened your breast. No matter what struggle you are on, you hold on with your molar teeth. You hear me? Hold on as tight as you can. Do not give up. I don't care how dark it may seem. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Allah promised us that. He promised us. So, you know, we have our adversaries. We have our naysayers. We have our haters. You know, they have to be who they have to be. You know, they are the downtrodden and the brokenhearted and the godforsaken. You know, they are the lowly, the scum, the, you know, they are despicable. It's who they are. Leave them to their own devices, because the law is we cannot save no one. We have to save ourselves. The only way we could do is just throw out that life preserve jacket, and that is the Quran and the Sunnah. We're not trying to force nothing on no one. This is no compulsion in this. There's no compulsion in our way of life. We just simply give it. If you don't accept it, alhamdulillah. My thing is, and I've grown to become this way, receptiveness. I deal with the people with receptiveness. So, subhanAllah. Should I say anything bad and or better in this broadcast? May Allah forgive me for it. It is not my intention. You guys continue to hold for the for more of AM360 CWSC. Forgive me for the hiccups. Again, I thank you guys for following me for so long, and know that we do get some hiccups coming. And so I'm grateful, as always, for you, Sissy Debbie, for always showing up in the space. Aww. And, you know, bringing ease, some enlightenment. May Allah reward you, and best that he rewards you what is needed in the hereafter. You guys continue to hold on with everything you have. Know that Allah sees you, he hears you. We are all one grain of sand on this thing, but Allah knows every grain of sand. He knows every leaf that falls from the tree. Be safe, be careful out there. The leaves that fall on the ground, pump your brakes, be careful, it's slippery, it's raining, make dua. Be careful and mindful of our kids. May we be patient with them. Respect our elders, our old ones. Make dua for our sick and our shut-in. Oh, Allah, have mercy on all of us. Forgive me for the sins. Forgive us for the sins we have knowledge of and the sins we have no knowledge of. We holding on, y'all. Allah, I love you for the sake of Allah. May the one who caused me to love you love me back. And if I do not meet you guys in this life, I pray it is in the Jannah. As-salamu alaykum.
There's a place where words make people, a place where you're invited to expand your heart and mind. There's a place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. You're listening to the American Muslim 360 Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, 24/7, Muslim hosted, from religion and current world events, politics, faith and education, marriage and health, music and arts, physical fitness and more. Join Famico Publishers, and where we're helping to build a model community every day. It's a place where you can help remake the world.